Fish are suffocating. Oxygen levels in the world's oceans are falling fast, threatening marine life. And climate change is the reason why. Denise Breitberg is a senior scientist at the Smithsonian Research Center. Denise, why does global warming cause oxygen levels in the ocean to fall?
There are basically two things that happen as the world is warming. The first is that the oceans are absorbing all that energy from the increased greenhouse gases and storing that as heat. And warm water simply can't hold as much oxygen as cooler water can. It's just like a soda going flat when it's left out in the sun. The other thing that happens is that as those surface waters warm, they prevent oxygen in the atmosphere from getting into the deeper waters. They keep the surface and deeper waters from mixing and affect ocean currents, so not as much oxygen is getting down to depth.
And what's the effect on marine life?
I think the best way to describe it is using the old American Lung Association motto, if you can't breathe, nothing else matters. Almost all marine life, from fish down to many of the microbes, rely on oxygen for respiration. It's the way they turn food into energy, and it's absolutely critical to life.
What's happening to marine life as a response? Are there fewer fish being born? Are they moving around to colder water? What happens?
It depends where they live, and it also depends on whether we're talking about finfish that can swim out of the way, or also shellfish, things like oysters and clams that are on the bottom and can't move when oxygen declines.
Give an example of a couple types of fish and the impact on them.
Sure. One example of fish that are really affected are things like billfish, things like marlins that normally live in oxygenated waters out in the open ocean and stay just above the low oxygen areas. And as these low oxygen areas are moving closer to the surface, the fish also are moving closer to the surface. And one concern is that that makes them easier to catch. And so we really worry about the possibility that it can cause overfishing.
What about fish that don't have fins and can't move out of the way or find more oxygenated water? What happens to them?
Well, those animals are really in trouble. They may die, they may stop reproducing, but they're in trouble.
As a scientist, are you surprised that we're already seeing the impact of less oxygenated water?
What I'm surprised about is how fast we're seeing changes. There are areas where oxygen is 30% or 40% lower than it was middle of the 20th century.
Is there anything we can do about it?
Luckily, there is. We have got to move towards a decarbonized future. There's no question about that. And it's going to take the equivalent of an effort that put a man on the moon. But it's clearly what we need to do, not just to restore oxygen to the ocean's waters, but to really rescue civilization as we know it.
Denise Breitberg is a senior scientist at the Smithsonian Research Center. Thanks a lot, Denise.
Thank you.